Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again for tuning in to Know This. I'm your host, Brandon, and I hope you guys are having an amazing morning wherever you are, or if it's evening or afternoon, whatever. So, I'm just going to jump right into it. Right now, people who value rights like the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, we're being challenged. And I know that sounds like some paranoid right-wing conspiracy type stuff, but just look at my previous episode when I talked about what President Biden wants to do to the Second Amendment. Now, for those of you who do not like guns or you're indifferent to them or you don't even see their purpose in modern-day society, what is a firearm? What does it represent? What is a gun? Well, a gun is just a device that shoots projectiles at high speeds. The gun was originally manufactured for armies, defense, attack, and yes, its original purpose was to kill. But firearms have become so much more in modern-day society. We no longer tread the Midwest on horses with six-shooters and having to defend our reputation. I saw the movie Tombstone the other night for the millionth time, and there was a part in the movie where two individuals are fighting inside a saloon. They both come outside, and one says, "You lying son of a..." and then fires. The man that was accusing the other man of lying, he killed him. He killed him for lying. And I know that the Wild West was definitely wild, but that was a different use of the gun. Well, for the most part, I think we have evolved slightly above that. People no longer kill each other for accusations of lying and think it's okay. We have become a westernized, civilized culture, and we have tried to spread that throughout the world. However, there are still a lot of crimes that do happen with guns, mostly street crime. The average gun owner, and when I say gun owner, I don't mean somebody that goes and buys a gun to shoot up a school, or somebody that goes and buys a gun or has a gun to rob a liquor store or commit a drive-by. No, I am talking about your average sportsman. The person that goes to a gun shop, does, you know, all the paperwork, buys a gun, and then comes home, learns about all the safety regulation, the laws, and then goes shooting with friends and family, or collects them, builds them, does competition sports, hunting, whatever. That person. The person that observes all laws. It has become a form of recreation. It has become a form of self-defense. It has become a form of leveling the playing field against those that would do you or your family or people that you know and care about from harm. It has become a symbol of freedom. That is the way that I've always looked at firearms. Firearms are rights. The gun is symbolic of the rights that were handed down by our founding fathers of America. They originally, the way I see it, said that you can have this device that will enable you to protect your home, your family, loved ones. It will also help you to eat if need be. If for some reason fast food stores and grocery stores disappeared, what would most of the American populace do? They would have to resort to more primitive instincts. They would probably have to get a firearm or a spear, a fishing pole or something, and be able to fend for themselves. But the firearm makes it more easily to get food. It's easier to get food with a firearm, because all you have to do, and if you have some hunting skills, is go out into the backwoods and shoot yourself a rabbit. Of course, you need to learn how to clean it and all that stuff, but most of modern-day society has forgotten about all of that. But still, it doesn't stop that the gun is symbolic of freedom, because the government is saying, what it is saying about allowing you to possess such an item that is capable of killing someone, we trust you. This is your right. You have it until you can prove otherwise that you're not safe with it. Now, fast forward to the late 80s. This is when we saw the most strictest of gun control start to come in. We've seen different types of guns that have since pretty much all been restricted from your average civilian to only military and law enforcement agencies, like the machine gun. Now, I know, yes, you can still buy a machine gun, but who has $20,000 to go out and buy a machine gun? Who has $80,000 to buy a machine gun? Not many people. Did you know that the cost of a M16 was about $1,800 prior to 1986? But then, after 1986, when the Hughes Amendment, which banned all machine guns made after 1986, well, today that M16 is no longer $1,400 or $1,800. It's probably just for the lower itself around $20 to $30, and it's only going to get more expensive after that. And that is one reason that we will never see machine guns legalized again. It's because the people that own them, that paid all that money, one, they don't want to lose their investment. Two, the populace has this idea that machine guns are more lethal than the semi-automatic. When in fact, semi-automatics, if you know ballistics, are more deadly than machine guns. Machine guns were made for one purpose, suppressive fire, to keep the enemy's head down while you can pull back your wounded. That is where the term suppressing fire comes from. It was done where you could expel a high rate of fire in extreme inaccuracies to pull back your wounded on the battlefield. So what is the purpose of a civilian owning a machine gun? None whatsoever. Not right now. But if we look in current history, if we look, say, 1938, right before Kristallnacht happened and Hitler took power to Germany, I'm pretty sure a lot of those people would have loved to have machine guns. Now, the machine gun was more rare back then. It was only reserved for military and whatnot, but there were some civilians that had machine guns. Actually, there's quite a few. I'm sorry, let me jump back on this. There's quite a few civilians that owned machine guns. You could buy a Thompson out of the Macy's catalog. There was a lot of post samples that came back. Sorry, there was a lot of extra machine guns that came back from the war, and a lot of people did own them, again, until 1986. And people like to celebrate Ronald Reagan as our freedom president, but no, he was the president that signed the Hughes Amendment, which would pretty much ban the machine gun for common use in civilian ownership for the rest of the foreseeable future. And I really don't ever see those laws being reversed. As we go into the future, we have a populace that is becoming more and more progressive, that is becoming more and more about relying on technology, relying on machines, relying on grocery stores, Amazon Prime, drone deliveries, everything like that, to eat. Most people do in the society rely on the police to help them if they're ever in danger. If for some reason emergency services all stopped and grocery stores went away, the firearm would be there to level that playing field. We have all seen what happens when emergency services are no longer available. We have all seen what happens when the lights go out. Our society goes into chaos. Now, you have two types of people in this society, especially in America. You have the people that will break the law, that will pillage, that will steal, that will take everything that they want to take because they don't care about the law. There's a good number of people like that in the United States. Now, whether they care about the law or not is irrelevant at the current time because right now we have punishments. But if emergency services were so preoccupied with other things and they realized that they could get away with it, then would they so care about those laws in the current structure? Would they cease to care about whatever punishment came after of maybe robbing somebody? I was once home in Oxnard, California. I'm sorry, Ventura, California. I was sitting home and I hear a knock at the door. And then all of a sudden my door flies open. And two people that were dressed like they were up to no good just came walking into my house. I don't know if they didn't, I'm assuming they didn't think I was home. Actually, most burglaries happen during the day because they assume that most people are at work. And I think my place had been scoped out. It just happened to be that I worked graveyard, so they're like, okay, you know, he's probably sleeping or he's probably still at work. This was still, you know, pretty early in the morning, but nevertheless, it was during the day. And luckily, I had just got done cleaning my shotgun. They walk in to see some guy sitting on the couch eating breakfast with a shotgun in his lap. So nevertheless, they took off. So my point being with that is just the pure sight of a firearm is enough to get people to go the other way. Now, that's not saying that you don't need good training, because yes, you need really good training when handling firearms, especially if you're thinking about using a firearm in self-defense, because accidents can happen. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I think you guys get what I'm trying to say. A gun has a place like it did in the old society, and it still has a place in modern day society. People have not changed. Our habits have changed, but our most basic instinct to sometimes get what we can't have, to break the law, to commit chaos and anarchy. You only need to look back into the summer of last year to see that. Now, whether you agree that BLM and Antifa were in the right doing what they did by burning down half the country, well, I guess that's just a matter of opinion. I personally think they weren't. But they were threatening to go into people's homes and burn them down. They were threatening to murder people because they were white. They were threatening to murder people because they didn't believe in their ideology. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go out there and fear every person that doesn't look like you. That is racist. Racism is wrong. It's very wrong. And unfortunately, right now, for some reason, racism has been popping up, but more on the other side. I really don't see where white people have come out and said, we need to get rid of all the black people and the Mexicans. I don't see that. As a person of color, I just don't see it. But I think that largely because of the way these progressive politicians have pushed it, and some people in the progressive media, Young Turks, that people now believe that. People of color now believe that the white, Anglo, Caucasian, American, whatever you want to call them, is now hell-bent on doing harm to them. I don't see that, but that's what they see. And that's very scary, because now they see people who are unlike them as a threat. So let's just say that in the future we have a race war. Let's just say in the future we have more riots. Whatever. Pick your chaos. What does it come down to? The gun. The gun will be the leveler on the playing field. And I'm not saying that we need to have all this violence and chaos and whatever, but even every simple day life, I can think of many times when I was walking to my car and I could see somebody that was following me, and I turned around and kind of put my hand on my holster. And, you know, and I showed them, like, hey, look, if you're going to try and take my car, I'm not going down without a fight. There's two types of thinking when it comes to guns. There's two types of people in this world. And most recently, I want to talk about the AOC. What is the AOC? Well, that is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Why the hell did she have to say her full name? Why can't we just say Cortez? I don't know. So she said that she was cowering inside when the riots happened with the QAnon people, and they were rushing the Capitol and all that stuff. And she said that she was scared for her life. She was terrified. She was, you know, just, they had zip ties, and she was like, oh my God, oh, life is over. Oh my God, I'm going to be strung up like a witch in the mid-century. Oh, geez. Which is actually not true. She wasn't even the Capitol in the building, but that came out a few days ago, so she's a bold-faced liar. But the fact that she was even saying that is one type of thinking. Now, regardless of what you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think her name is, the person on the right, she brought a gun into the Capitol building a couple of weeks ago until she was stopped by the metal detector. She will not come out and say it, but the reason that she had that gun is for self defense, for self-protection. AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene view guns totally different. One type of thinking says that a gun is the enemy, a gun should not be here, they shouldn't exist, we need more rules, we need more laws, we need more bans, we need to get rid of them in modern day society and rely on the people that we pay to protect us. The other person is like, they're usually about 12 minutes out when you dial 911. I am my best self-defense. I am here. I am right now. I understand that if something were to happen and police are 12 minutes away, six at best, you saw what happened at the Capitol building. There was police all over the place and they got swamped. Now, whether you want to chalk that up to bad security protocols or not enough police or whatever is irrelevant, because the argument still stands that if somebody came into one of those offices and tried to kill one of those people, what do you think would work, a cell phone or a 45? I'll let you think about that one for a second. Now, this point and this argument has been driven home many a times, but right now we are facing people that truly believe that we do not need guns in modern day society. They want to get rid of them. I told you about what's going on with Joe Biden. I told you about what he's doing, and he's trying to get rid of firearms among the semi-automatic area. So we got a lot of work cut out. And I think that it's terrifying that you have so many people that are working so very hard to basically eliminate, restrict, ban, whatever term you want to use, a constitutional right like the Second Amendment. Now, they say that the Second Amendment doesn't cover all guns, that guns can, in the D.C. Heller decision in 2008, they said that there can be certain reasonable restrictions put on firearms. Okay, all right. Universal background checks, I don't agree with it because it does lead to registration and confiscation, but I can see their want for doing that. The whole idea around a background check is that somebody can just, I don't know, go and try to buy a gun and all of a sudden their whole history will come up. Well, what if you've never committed a crime or you've never been put into a psychiatric facility? None of that would show up. Fact. Every single mass shooter has passed a background check, full stop. And they want background checks. We have background checks. We have federal background checks. Every time I buy a gun, I fill out a 4473. But I don't want to turn this into about how gun laws work, because they don't. We have over, what, 40,000 gun laws on the books? They don't stop violence. They don't stop crime. How do you change that? You change society. You change about how we look at one another. And right now, these politicians are creating so much division that they're leading to this violence. And maybe it's all done by design. Maybe they're doing it because they know that if certain things happen, they can achieve whatever. I don't really know. But the fact remains that right now, the Second Amendment is probably being threatened more than ever. The Second Amendment is your constitutional right. It is your right to own a firearm. And I don't care what the politicians say. I should be able to own whatever firearm I deem necessary. Do you want a bazooka? No, I don't want a bazooka. But I would like to actually have something that is capable of self-defense, capable of hunting, capable of some mid-range fire to CQB, whatever. Whatever I deem necessary that I believe I could use in the event of a riot, to defend my home, my family, my loved ones, my friends, whatever. My AR-15 is such a rifle. It is capable of some pretty good distance. It's not amazing. It's not the ballistic, you know, just one do-all. No, it is not. And it's not meant to be. The semi-automatic rifle is the Swiss Army knife of the gun world. The semi-automatic handgun is the backup you use when the rifle is gone. Politicians today are threatening the Second Amendment. I don't understand why. It doesn't seem logical to me, but that's what they're doing. And we need to stop that, because if they can come after the Second Amendment, then they can come after every single right. How do we do that? Is it by throwing AKs and ARs over your back and showing up at Chipotle? No. Is it about strapping guns to your back and showing up at the Capitol? No. That stuff hurts us. I've continued to say that. Those open carry demonstrations, that scares the shit out of the public. Because believe it or not, little Mary and her two kids, and she's a teacher and she's a liberal, does not want to see a bunch of fat dudes from Texas walking around with Don't Tread on Me shirts, waving around rebel flags with ARs on their backs. That doesn't make her feel safe. And now I understand what you're going to say. You're going to be like, oh, you know what? My rights. I don't give a shit if you feel safe or not. They're my rights. Absolutely. And I agree with you. But it is public perception. And if we want to change the public perception of firearms, it is not about jamming our views down their throats, because that is what they're doing to us. They're trying to jam all the stuff down our throats with all their social justice warrior shit. How do we react to it? We fight back. We're trying to jam all this gun stuff down their throats. How do they react? They fight back. But here's the difference. In the way society is moving to a more progressive society, they have more numbers. There are more people in this country that would rather see the AR-15 gone than not. Because of the way the media projects it, every time a crime happens, what's their graphic up there? It's an AR-15. When there was the Navy Yard shooting and Aaron Alexis used a shotgun and handgun, they said, oh, we think it's some sort of AR-15 style rifle, even before they could confirm what type of firearm was used. So they have the numbers. They do. Whether you want to believe it or not, they have the numbers. They have the overbearing numbers that say that I'd never want to see an AR-15 in my home, next to my child, around the school, ever in my life. We're outnumbered. So how do we change that? We have to change the way they look at us. And if we constantly have these yokels just running around with ARs on their back, walking in the KFC, Chipotle, Starbucks, and be like, my rights, you ain't gonna take them. We're not going to win anything. We're not. We're going to lose them. Look at California. Prime example. People started the open carry movement. What happened? The governor banned it. So when you poke the bear, you will get, the bear will attack. Now, do I believe that that was justified? Fuck no. No, I think it was wrong. I think that Californians really got screwed on that one. Hence why I moved out. I think you should be able to open carry if you want to. But just because you could doesn't necessarily mean that you should. I live in Arizona. Arizona is a constitutional carry state. I don't need a permit. Neither should I have one. I don't need a permit for freedom of speech. Why should I have one for the gun? I can carry my rifle on my back in the grocery store if I so choose. But I don't do it. Why? Because it doesn't serve a purpose. What does that do? It just makes everyone think that I'm going to shoot up the market. Makes everyone think that I'm crazy, that I'm paranoid. Why do I need an AR to go shopping for groceries when I can have a perfectly concealable Glock 19 handgun in my waistband? And if I need it, I guess I could have my rifle in my car. But I don't plan on getting into a full fucking engagement going shopping for groceries. But just in case that does happen, I do have a good Glock. But guys, we are losing our rights. We are losing them, and we will lose all of them if we do not change the way people see gun ownership. We need more of these logical people like Julian Noir. Now, regardless if you think that he's a sellout or not, he puts good, debatable facts out there. People can debate him, and they get beat up. The last time when he was on Bill Maher, you had that lady, what's her name, the lady in the red jacket. And she was saying like, oh my God, look at all those guns. And he actually broke it down and said, look, you and I see guns differently, but that doesn't mean that we can't coexist. And he put forth a lot of arguments that made her, you know, probably not change her mind, but saying like, well, you know what? Every time you meet a gun owner, one who's not crazy, one who doesn't want to burn down all this and do that, you know, maybe their minds get changed slightly a little bit. I haven't given up on that because this is the only way we're going to win. We need to change the hearts and minds. We cannot force it down their throat. Because if we continue to say shit like, come and take it, or, you know, out of my dead hands or whatever, out of my cold dead hands, that only makes us look crazier. Now, it may get to that point, but right now, I think we still have a chance to change public perception of firearm ownership. But that's totally up to us. That's totally up to us. Now, I know there's probably a lot of you that are like, man, fuck this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just some stupid lib. No, I'm not a liberal. I'm far from. I'm a classical liberal. That means I enjoy all rights. I believe and respect all rights. The true definition of liberal is meaning loose. You're loose about it. You don't give a fuck. I don't care what people do. Just do you, boo. But when it comes to things like our constitutional rights, once we lose them, we're gone. And we are going to lose them. I guarantee you. If Joe Biden had his way, he would get rid of these things so quick. And you know what? I think he's going to if we do not do anything about that. And that doesn't mean storming the Capitol. That doesn't mean showing up with 1,000 ARs strapped on your backs and a bunch of freaking morale patches tacked up in a fucking load-bearing vest or anything like that. We need to form all these. The NRA's gone. They're gone. They've always been the bastard child of the government. Whenever something bad happens, they always blame the NRA. Oh, you know, Sandy Hook is the NRA. They're gone. We can't rely on them anymore. Wayne LaPierre, guy was a fucking idiot, all right? So we need to form new groups and then join together. And it needs to be people of all different races. It needs to be people of all different sexes, all different, you know, gay, straight, black, white, whatever. It doesn't matter. We need to show people that this is a right that regardless of political affiliation, regardless of ethnicity, religion, or sexual identity, is something that can be enjoyed by everyone. It is everyone's right. The Second Amendment doesn't care if you're black or white or gay or straight or trans, whatever. Perfect example, the Pink Pistols of San Francisco. They are a pro-LGBT gun rights organization. That is awesome, because the further we move into the future, like I said, the more progressive society is going to get. So we need to adapt. We need to adapt. And I've always felt that firearms was something to be enjoyed by everyone. Now, there are some people that don't want to enjoy them, but that doesn't change the fact that they can't do it, or that they can't, you know, they can't enjoy them. These are our rights, and we have to protect them, and we are losing them. Joe Biden wants to put a tax on every single magazine of $200, register them with the NFA, the National Firearms Act. That is a $200 tax for every single magazine, which they consider high capacity. That is every magazine, probably over 10 rounds. They want to put a tax on every semi-automatic rifle. How many three-gun competition shooters do you know that probably have more than one rifle? How many people do you know that probably have more than one lower receiver in their house? Or more than one, you know, it is endless of what they want to do. This is some scary shit. And after Donald Trump's 4 years of what he did, and I'm not saying that I didn't agree with any of it, but he created a lot of division in this country. And now the left, they're pissed. They're out for blood. They want to hurt the right any way that they can. And they look at guns as something as being right wing. And they want to go after the right head on. They don't want Republicans to exist anymore. This whole idea of conservative America, they want it gone. And they see the Second Amendment as the biggest poster child of the right wing. And because for some reason, it's always pretty much people on the right that do enjoy the firearm sports. I don't know why that is, but maybe somebody can answer that for me. Now, I could go on forever, guys, but I think you've heard all of this before. But right now, we are in the fight of our lives to protect one of the most sacred constitutional rights. Because this right says that we have freedom from tyranny. We have freedom from getting our lives taken. We have self-defense properties on it. We have the ability to go out and hunt for food. The gun opens up so many things, and it is a symbolic item that says it is freedom. You being able to have a device that is capable of killing people very quickly, says that you have the trust of the government. You have the trust of the government says, you know what, okay, our society says that we trust you with this device. We trust you enough that you are going to exercise good judgment and have these constitutional rights and this device that is bound to them. But we're losing that trust. And I don't know how to get it back because there's too many idiots out there that are fucking it up for all of us. Now, you can hate me. You can blame me. You can say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't change the fact that society is looking at the gun in a different way. And if 20 years from now, if we still want the Second Amendment, which I doubt it will exist by then, we need to change the way we do things. Society is changing. We have to change along with it. Doesn't mean that we still can't hold the same old come and fucking take it ideology, but that is not going to get you any handshakes and smiles. That's going to get you more legislation. That is going to get you more bills. That's going to get you more Congress. It's going to be like, hey, you know what? We need to get rid of these things. Who needs 20 rounds? Who needs 30 rounds? We got to do things differently, guys. I'm telling you, we got to do things differently. We got to change the fight. We got to work smarter, not harder. Anyways, I've already gone on long enough with this, but hopefully some of you guys know what I mean. And I would like to hear some debates about this. I would like to bring some people on notice that have some different ideas. You know, tell me I'm wrong if you believe I am, but give me a better solution. Rather than just, you know, my rights, because that has not worked so far. Legislation, power, facts, data, things that we can submit, numbers. Because when it comes to the government, it's a numbers game. Now, when it comes to the left wing of the government, it's about emotion. It's about fear. But when it comes to the actual government, when they look at passing bills, they look at the stuff and they're like, is this a good idea or is it not? Will this have effect in society or will it not? Now, sometimes they slip up and they say stuff like marijuana is a deadly drug, but I digress. But no, I want to hear some feedback on this one. I really do. So, you know, voice message in. If you want, you can send me an email. It's BrandonEstrella@yahoo.com. There's no spaces. There's no smalls in there. It's just BrandonEstrella@yahoo.com. Or just leave me a voicemail in there because we need to start forming groups that are not just a fly-by-night couple guys chatting on the internet about how cool guns are. But we need to save the Second Amendment because right now, it is really being threatened. And we're running out of time. All right, guys. That's it. Thank you so much. You have a great day. I know in light of this, just a disappointing podcast. But yeah, again, I like I said, I really want to hear from people. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for listening. And this is your host, Brandon Estrella, with Know This.